We have the parable of the, not the parable, the multiplication of the loaves of Jesus, which was a symbol of the Eucharist. And we see that, as Jesus said, looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. The same words we say at consecration. The priest says at consecration. So it's definitely our Lord was giving us this idea of the Eucharist, which feeds us. And we read that in the psalm. The hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs. Basically, the readings are stressing the Eucharist. We feed on God. We feed on Jesus when? Just when we come in Mass? No, we feed on Jesus all day long, every day. We're feeding on Jesus. We're communing with Jesus. We're thinking of him. We're praying to him. We are asking things, but we're in a communion, a union, united. We're united to Jesus each day. This is what we're striving to do. So when we're at work, when we're at play, recreation, taking care of people, being with our families, taking care of kids, when we're in church, kneeling down, whatever we're doing, sleeping or getting ready to sleep, we're always in communion with Jesus, Mary, God, the Father, the Holy Spirit. We feed on God. We're in union with him that way. And this is where this kind of feeding happens in this prayer that we have with God throughout the day, all the time. This union with Jesus, this mystical union. This is what we're trying to realize all the time. It is God that we live on, and we live on him in substance by doing his will. We're doing what pleases him throughout the day. We're doing what we know he wants us to do. This is life. Life is this continual feeding on Jesus. And what a religion. What a way to live in this kind of union with Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit and Mary, this continual personal union and conversation and grace that's continually filling us while we're praying, while we're doing things to please God, and we're doing things for him, and he's doing things for us. This continual mutual giving, and it is God, of course, that feeds us, that fills us, that strengthens us, that helps us. This is what we're trying to realize. We should never be detached from this vine, the vine of Jesus and communion and union with him. So it's really his will that we're feeding on throughout the day. That's the substance of our day and our life is the will of God. As he said, we don't live on food alone, on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God, which is his will. What does he want us to do each day? We're living on his will, and it's a living thing. It's a practically infallible thing. If we're doing his will, we're living an infallible, errorless life, so to speak, as far as we can do. And it's a miraculous life, too. If we're living in his will, we're going to see miracles all day long, every day. So many things, the fireworks, the sparks, the life, living in a real life, in connected and united to Jesus and his will, what he wants us to do, in him personally. We're united to him personally. So, you know, we should think of that as we're receiving the Eucharist, the flesh and blood, the physical flesh and blood of Jesus. We feed on him, and we take it with us throughout the day or throughout the week. If you're going once a week, we want the power of the presence of God in the Eucharist. And if we can't receive him it's the power comes from doing His will. You know, we do the will of God throughout the day, and we're receiving the power and the grace of God, and we're living on that. We're really alive on Jesus. So let us realize this in our daily life.
Fructum ventris tui.